This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Raina Troy Hotline.
Alicia, Michael, what's going on?
We know you have takes. We have takes.
I'm actually surprised that your rant line, rave line, whatever, isn't completely full.
Why can't we just win a game?
Can I blame Michael Castillo for this?
Can I blame Bob Connolly for this?
Could I put on a zebra shirt and just go out there?
Scratch. Claw up against the wall.
Can't explain that what I'm feeling right now, guys.
Let's open up that rave line. Woohoo!
Oh, I can't believe USC has escaped the Groundhog Day existence and has ended the Helton era.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Retro Radio. Let's skip the intro. This is the reaction to USC hiring the next head coach. By all reports, Pete Thamel, Bruce Feldman,
Ryan Karchi,
it's all out there. Ladies and gentlemen, the next head coach of your USC Trojans is Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley wasn't on. What did we say? Our coaching candidate rundown, USC was going to go out and hire somebody that wasn't on that list. I expected it to be they swung and missed at the guys that were there and then ended up with somebody that wasn't on that list. Lincoln Riley wasn't on that list for the same reason that Nick Saban wasn't on that list and Dabo Swinney wasn't on that list.
Kirby Smart wasn't on that list. Anyone was going to ever hire Lincoln Riley, it was going to be an NFL team.
Yes.
Even the LSU stuff to me didn't quite make sense. And here it is. SC goes out and gets the guy who was the we had our tier list and we said that there was only one elite hire, and that one elite hire was Bob Stoops. And really, if you listen back, the argument we're making for Bob Stoops is the one for Lincoln Riley, with the exception of Bob Stoops was the only guy with a national title on his resume that we thought could be the closest to showing that USC had full intent. You know, a lot of people say that SC as a university doesn't care about football anymore.
Bullshit.
They just hired Lincoln Riley.
And so
we thought, you know, Bob Stoops would be that guy to the closest one to show that. No, it's Lincoln Riley even more so. Because Lincoln Riley in his prime, a guy who's taken Oklahoma to multiple playoff berths, pretty much you can make the argument. I don't know if it's a good argument. But you can probably make the argument that he's done just about the most as you can do it at Oklahoma in the modern day, considering
when
Oklahoma
you're coaching
is
against
not,
Saban.
When you're coaching against, you know, Nick Saban and the pinnacle that is Clemson right now, like Oklahoma's done basically the maximum they can do.
Lincoln Riley is the most accomplished head coach in the country
who hasn't won a national title,
yes, with the exception of Kirby Smart, and he's done it for longer than Kirby Smart.
And because of that, unfortunately for USC, this does not count as the biggest hire in school history, because
yeah.
Howard Jones came with two national titles back in 1924. So unfortunately, not the biggest, but the biggest in 97 years.
In the modern era, this is the equivalent of going out and getting literally the best name possible. You do not have a better hire on the board. Now, we're going to preface this. When you say hire versus coach,
yeah, sure,
these are two different things.
100%.
Performance will change. Performance will be one thing or another. That we're going to see how he does in California, in Los Angeles. We're going to see what he does with USC. All of that. That is not a given. You could hire Nick Saban today and it would still be a 50-50 shot of him replicating his success. Maybe for Saban it's 75-25. But either way, the vast majority of head coaches are 50-50. But in terms of hiring, there is literally not a better hire that USC could have made that we're talking realistic. Because
I mean, I didn't think Lincoln Riley was realistic.
Lincoln Riley is not a realistic hire at all. Let's go through it. When Bruce Feldman tweeted this morning the whole maybe USC will take a swing at Lincoln Riley, I was texting people like back and forth, like this is pretty funny. Bruce Feldman saying it makes me think, like, what is going on there? Why is he tweeting that? But it was like, I was looking at his resume. He was born in Texas. He's coached in Texas. He played in Texas. He's at Oklahoma. He's been there for a decade. He has no ties to Southern California. He has no ties to anyone on USC's staff. He has no ties to anyone on in USC's administration. He is completely, there is no, like, it made sense for Fickell to look at the connection. It makes sense for Campbell because he was at Iowa State and it's clear step up to USC. But leaving Oklahoma for USC is a lateral move, except for the weather, realistically, and I mean a recruiting base. But just it didn't make any sense because
well, I mean, there's one connection.
No, there are no clear ties. What's the one connection?
He coached Graham Harrell.
That's true.
Well, he was on the Texas Tech. He was a Texas Tech assistant at the time
with Graham Harrell.
When Graham Harrell was there, he was the wide
receiver. But like, it's not like Graham Harrell. Well, I mean, Grammy, he talks to Graham Harrell and says like, hey, the weather's great, isn't it? Like, I was trying to figure out what made sense. That's what makes this hire all the more impressive. Because this is a guy that LSU went after. And I think there will be conversations down the line about what happened between Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma. Because this doesn't happen unless Lincoln Riley is unhappy with Oklahoma. Even the courting by LSU, coming to USC. There's something going on there that Oklahoma and Lincoln Riley...
Well, Oklahoma people love to talk about how you can't recruit to Oklahoma, which I've always thought was a little BS-y because they're close enough to Texas and it's Oklahoma, right? But people say the same thing about Notre Dame. People say the same thing about the major programs that are not in big recruiting states. Well, now you put them literally... You know, much closer to the recruiting hotbed California, and SC already has the ins in Texas. He's going to bring more ins in Texas. Either way, if he thinks that was an issue, I don't know that he does, but if he thinks that he couldn't recruit at Oklahoma like he could potentially do at USC, then that's USC's benefit. I don't necessarily buy that argument, but if that's the argument that he has, then all the more power to USC to exploit that thing, right?
Yeah, and
they got Lincoln Riley.
They got Lincoln. I just keep coming back to they got Lincoln Riley, and you can point out the recruiting stuff. It makes sense, I guess. But like a lot of things had made sense for a lot of other coaches to come to USC, and they turned USC down. So. This is going to be the moment, and if you don't like Mike Bone, you don't like Brandon Sosna, if you don't like Carol Folt, you may want to turn off the podcast right now, but like, this is what we have been talking about this whole time. Do not tell me that USC doesn't care about football. Nothing that Mike Bone has done has shown us that he doesn't care about football. Keeping Clay Helton, there were a lot of factors that went into that, but every other move he made, every single other move that they've made has been for the benefit of the football program. And this is now your proof. Like, if you think that Mike Bone doesn't care about football, then after this, then you are out of your mind. You are out of your mind. Yeah. He just went out and made the biggest hire of not just this cycle, but... This is the biggest hire since Jimbo Fisher to Texas A&M?
Yes. Yeah. Realistically, yes. I was thinking that if you look at this century, right? Last 21 years, I think there's like three big hires.
Saban to Florida. Saban to Bama.
Saban to Alabama. I think there's Urban Meyer to Ohio State.
Yes.
And I was thinking this would be number three, but no, you're probably right, Jimbo. Because
Jimbo had a title.
Sure, I'll give you that one.
Jimbo did have a title? Yeah, he had a title.
So is this number four? Either way, like, that is insane. This is a school that hired Clay Helton when he had no reasons to hire him. They hired Lane Kiffin when they could have picked literally anybody after Pete Carroll. Like, this is intense like you've never seen from USC in your lifetime. Unless you're like 98 and listening to the pod.
If that's the case, then
I know you were excited when SC hired Howard Jones because they were going after Newt Rockne. And Newt Rockne's like, no, don't hire me, hire Newt Rockne. I mean, hire Howard Jones. This is basically the closest thing you'd ever get to that.
Okay, I just got a we just got a text from Kenny from Travel Hitch Thursdays. Rest in peace. Something I hadn't even thought of yet. Lincoln Riley coaching Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln Riley coaching Jackson Dart.
Well, how many times have we talked about Oklahoma being the pinnacle for what offense is in college football?
Yes.
Because not only do they run an air raid, but they run an air raid that is run first. They are a run first air raid. You look at all the numbers and how good they've been on the ground, and it all starts up front and what that creates for the passing game and vice versa. You never have to worry about USC running the ball. At the same time, they're going to be put in a position. You look at Oklahoma's quarterbacks and their passer ratings every single year for the past forever, even before Lincoln Riley got there, but surely since Lincoln Riley has been there, which was 2015, all those Baker Mayfield years, Kyler Murray, all of them. Now you get to do that at USC. And I not to take anything away from Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, but Kyler Murray was a five-star guy. So and Spencer Rattler was a five-star guy.
Yeah.
But now you get the modern-day type of quarterback, and you put them in that system with Bill Beanbow, potentially.
Oh, if he...
The best offensive line coach in the country.
Getting Lincoln Riley is huge alone, but like Bill Beanbow coming to USC... how long have we talked about that as like the dream hire?
I know this is never going to happen because if Keandre Ingram needs to go to the NFL, 100%.
No, but can't be.
But if you're Lincoln Riley, ever, is that not your first call?
It's to Keandre Ingram, hey, stay. But if you're Lincoln Riley too, who is committed to Oklahoma this year? Modern day 5-star running back, Relik Brown. USC was his runner up. What did he just tweet? All caps, or no, not all caps, but he just tweeted, staying home, ? Eyeball emoji.
Hmm.
Like, that's the kind of earth-shifting move that this is, because, yes, you Keonta Ingram, I'd love to see him in Lincoln Riley's offense at USC, but, like, as far as recruiting goes, before the start of December, you have just hired Lincoln Riley, early signing period is back on. Early signing period is back on.
Yeah, and we
even
if
it's
before,
just to delay guys.
The whole point of this, as it stands now, with recruiting, is not necessarily to get your commits by the early signing period. It's to push people back to February,
or even just to early January if they want to early enroll.
Sure.
Wait to make your signing.
Yeah, wait to make your signing, and if SC can do that,
I'd like to point out that Relik Brown is number 34 player in the country out of Modern Day, is committed to Oklahoma. Gentry Williams, the cornerback out of Tulsa, he had USC in his favorite schools when he picked Oklahoma. There are a lot of guys that USC could look at here and open doors for that they would not have had the opportunity to circle back to for this recruiting class. If you're Devin Brown, you're taking another look at USC. If you are Damani Jackson, you're taking another look at USC. This is the kind of hire that gets you a chance to 100%. Get Damani Jackson back.
Elias Ricks.
Elias Ricks has right to be now. Looking now. Yep. Yes. And if Lincoln Riley opts to keep Dante Williams on his staff, which I think he should have the choice of doing that, but if he opts to do that, I think that you now open that door back up.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. Alicia, I think we're going to keep this emergency podcast short because...
There's fallout that needs to get covered from my end.
Yes, and there's day job stuff that you got. So we're keeping this short. We'll be back to... We will record tomorrow.
The hire... I mean, that's the thing is the hire is expected to come in the next 24 hours. So
maybe
there's a press conference by Monday, maybe a press conference by Tuesday, assuming this doesn't fall apart, at which point it will be the worst thing that's ever happened to me. but yeah, we'll be back on for more.
Just wait for the sorry
analysis.
Typo, Mike Riley.
Yeah, yeah. Whoops. Yeah.
Anyways, we will be back trust me, we'll be back tomorrow or Tuesday, whenever we can, to record a full episode talking about all of this. Send us your thoughts, your calls, 213-373-1872.
If ever there was a rant line.
A rave line
reason.
This like, is the time.
Now is the time to call in Rave Line.
Yes.
Tell us your thoughts on Lincoln Riley. Tell us your thoughts on recruiting. Tell us your thoughts on who you want for the staff. Like, who are you hoping he brings with him from
Alex Grinch, currently the DC?
If Alex Grinch comes as well, man, he's got Pac-12 ties. That would be amazing. I think he's going to get a head coaching job somewhere, but that would be amazing, too. Yikes. Oof, this is just
depends
intense.
How much money SC allots the assistants.
You don't hire Lincoln Riley without giving him a blank check book for his assistant.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that does that buy more time with Alex Grinch, or does he take a head coaching job? I don't know. We'll see. All these things and more later in the week. RainUpTroy@fanside.com is the email address. And I am so glad. I got a work trip next week, and they didn't make the hire.
I know. Thank God. We were fully expecting that.
Yeah.
But, oh, all right, man.
We will catch you guys later. See ya.
See ya.
See ya.